Welcome back to That's Cricket. Today we have a special guest. You might know him as Umpire Nate. You also might know him from the beginnings or Emerging Cricket or the MLC Cricket Show. It's Nate Hayes, everyone. Welcome him to That's Cricket. How are you, mate?
Hey, I'm doing great. Adam, how about yourself?
Fantastic. It's good to have you on. So I wanted to talk to you today about everything cricket, USA, Team USA, leading into the World Cup. We've got the under-19s team happening right now. We got a little bit of the women's team over Nepal playing. We got USA team coming into the T20 World Cup. And we're getting a little bit of ball and play later too. But yes, yeah. Let's kick off with the under-19s World Cup. We had a little bit of history made. Nadish Sundi scored 100, first 100 in under-19s history for USA. It was a huge moment. Huge moment. Want to give me your thoughts on...
Yeah, it's a big moment. You know, going into this World Cup, the team selection here in the USA, you know how tight-knit this American cricket community is. There's a lot of talk. Everyone's got opinions about the team selection. There was a little bit of, I wouldn't say controversy, but maybe some surprises heading in. Gill was the hot bat. So everyone was kind of expecting that, him to come through with a big score. Also, Utkarsh Srivastava, who plays for the men's team, he's got a couple of ducks so far in their two games. So it was great to see, you know, somebody stand up and get that first Nitish Sudhin and get that first USA ICC World Cup century. Incredible stuff. He had some pretty good support. A good lefty-righty partnership with Shiv Shani there for a little while. But yes, I mean, unfortunately, the game didn't get to finish because we've had some wet weather down there in Zimbabwe. This Group B is their games are in Zimbabwe. Many of the games are played in Namibia as well. But yeah, we've had some weather, so USA didn't get a result from that game, so they had to split points. Now, New Zealand's had to split points in two of their games. They have one game left against India. That is a tall task. So, you know, India's U19 squad looks like the best in the group by a good stretch. USA held their own pretty well, just didn't put enough runs on the board versus India in that first game, but I think they had a good showing. And, this is USA's second consecutive U19 World Cup. They almost made it back in 2021 also, but they weren't allowed to advance because they had to close off that tournament due to COVID, so... It almost might have been at the time our best U19 squad, but this is two straight World Cups in a row. We're on the rise. We have players in these U19 squads that are making the USA men's team already. Nitish Sudhini coming from Atlanta. I'm in North Carolina, so sometimes I go down there in Atlanta for some minor league cricket stuff. Great to see someone from the southeast of the U.S. scoring such big runs in such a big game.
Yeah, it was a huge thing for the sport, huge thing for USA cricket. And he held up that little note at the end. He's like, USA, this is for you. Love that. I mean, he was so pumped up. I mean, it's incredible. To score 100 is one of the hardest things to do in sports.
Yeah.
It's incredible achievement. And yeah, I can't wait to see, how his future goes and him moving. And all these guys moving up into the main squad once they come of age. We also got some really good bowling. I mean, Suryavanshu got absolutely rolled. Appity, he got an absolute wicket. Like pre-game, he was like, yeah, I want to get this wicket. Suryavanshu plays IPL. I mean, it was just a big wicket, big scalp to get.
Yes.
Goes through him. Highlight package stuff. Mm-hmm. Love to see that.
Yeah, and the guy who took his wicket, Ritvik Appity, he's from here in North Carolina. He's actually plays for the Morrisville Raptors, which is the team I do commentary for in the minor league cricket. So it's extra special to me. In fact, on our MLC show last week, Aman and I predicted he would take the wicket. Now, that was definitely a homer pick. I can't take credit for, like, looking in a glass ball there. But I expected him to get it with the bounce. He extracts an awful lot of bounce. He bends his back really well. He's tall. He's thin. He's going to fill out. I think he projects very well in the future as a major league potential pick, as a future USA fast bowler. But his skill, he just keeps sharpening his skill year after year. And a lot of good cricketers come from North Carolina. A lot of cricketers get on the national radar. Utkarsh Srivastava, for one, the captain of the U19 squad from North Carolina, probably the best American product prospect since Sai Mukamala from New Jersey. But this youngster, Ritvik, has flown under the radar more than any other player probably from this area that's made a U19 or USA squad, just because he's not the most, you know, bombastic person. He doesn't go out there and seek out attention. But his talent, and I think his frame and his projection for the future, I think is limitless.
Yeah, I mean, he looked fantastic. He looked great. He was so pumped up getting the wicket. It was super hype. I just love turning on the gram and seeing the ICC post highlights of USA taking polls. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's absolutely amazing.
And honestly, like Suryavanshi, I butchered that. Suryavanshi was a little bit arrogant coming down the wicket on that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just couldn't really believe that he would do that. I mean, you know, there's a saying in cricket, play the ball, not the bowler. Well, in this case, you're talking about Ritvik Uppity. He didn't know who he was, but you got to play the bowler. You got to think about the quality of the bowler, too. He's no slouch. And I think that arrogance, you know, I mean, getting out for two runs, you know, I think he should, you know, feel a little embarrassed for that.
There was no respect. There was absolutely no respect. He just came down the wicket and was like, bro, I hit like the best in the world for six. I'm gonna hit you for six, and lost his head. He just like completely turned his head, lost his head.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's one of those things, you bolt the stumps, you swing, you miss, you're out. Like that's how it went.
And what a delivery.
Perfect. Probably would have got him anyway, even if he just tried to block it.
Well, I also think, you know, you're a left-handed batter. You're batting against the right arm, fast medium bowler. That is a, you know, that is a standard dismissal there in that type of matchup. And I think early in your innings, you got to guard against that, especially in this particular format. There's no reason to do what he did. And credit goes to Uppity for going right after him.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. So they have that game against India. They lose. They have the game against New Zealand. They get the washout. It's a no contest. There is a reality. If they can beat Bangladesh and New Zealand lose, and they could technically get that second spot and make it through to the next level.
It's possible. I think the top three spots actually advance to the next round, which is good news. So really the big concern here is, you know, if you get the no result and New Zealand gets a no result and New Zealand's through because you got the net run rate, and imagine having three no results and getting through the group stage. We don't want to see that. It's tough in this particular format, you know, the longer game for the young players. You know, when you get these no results, you got such a short group stage. You only have three games. And so you really want to see it for the development of the players more than anything else. More than, you know, yes, you want to advance. You want to keep going into the tournament. But what we want is the players to get this experience at this level, at this type of, situation, this type of pressure. And we've seen that, what that's done for our players from the last U19 World Cup, who have gone on, Utkarsh, like I said, went on to represent Team USA. We've had players go on to represent USA A team and do well. And I think, when you look at U19 cricket in general, something like 20% of the players, 21 or 22% of all players who make a national U19 squad end up making their national senior men's team, which is, you know, a pretty good percentage. But in this case, we've already got guys from that 2021 squad that are in the USA men's team. Sanjay Krishnamurthy, a veteran of Ball and Play League there, right there. We've had Ali Sheikh, who's also a veteran of Ball and Play League, has represented USA already at the men's level. So this is a good stepping stone. You want to impress at this point. And these kids, it means everything to them to make this squad.
Yeah, I think but these guys are going to move up in the world. Like, we have a lot of young talent, you know, like you said, Mukha Mahler, Krishnamurthy, you know, these guys, Muhammad. These guys are coming in the works, and they're doing a great job. Talking about the men's team, Team USA, they're currently playing Sri Lanka. They're playing Sri Lanka A. They're getting some warm-up games in. Looks like they've won all their games so far. The team's been announced. The squad has been announced moving into the World Cup. We've had a little bit of a hiccup potentially with getting visas into India with Pakistan origin players. We're thinking Ali Khan, Adil. We got a couple of people there that Mohsin, in this mix. Give me your thoughts on the World Cup coming up. you know, off the back of last World Cup beating Pakistan, going to Super 8s, pre-qualifying, and then how it's going to look for them in India slash Sri Lanka for the World Cup.
Well, I know the World Cup is extra special to you.
Yes.
This is where you really hooked in on the USA squad. And I remember your enthusiasm early on. I remember jumping in the Discord with you early on.
Yep.
And loved your enthusiasm and the light you've shined on American cricket. What you're doing with John Boy right now. We've always wanted John Boy to kind of have a cricket channel. So this is extra special. And I think that this particular World Cup, you know, equally as special. The last one was great because it was here in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the games. I got to be a ground announcer down in at the Florida venue where we had three washouts. But I think the squad is really well picked right now. You have to see Pupadu Dasanayake, the head coach of the USA squad, had a lot to do with picking this team. And he's a veteran of raising the standard of associate teams and bringing them up to the ODI level, bringing them up to World Cup level. He's coached Nepal, he's coached Canada, he's coached USA twice now. And so I think, you know, he had a hand in picking this team. Now, Mohamed Mohsin, great addition. They needed that leggy. We haven't had a real leggy in the. I mean, yes, we have Yasser Mohamed. He's very, very young. He's very talented. He's got a bright future ahead of him. We haven't really had a veteran leg spinner in the team for quite some time. Mohsin, another guy from Ball and Play League, Mohsin being in the team, his accuracy and his ability to bowl to different conditions, his ability to adapt and his maturity. I feel like Mohsin, I'm like probably 10 years older than Mohsin, and I probably 15 years older than Mohsin, and I feel like he's my big brother whenever I talk to him. He's that mature. And he's just a great team guy. I'm really stoked about his inclusion in this 18-man squad. Of course, we don't know what the official 15-man squad is going to be going into the World Cup yet. This is why we had these games here in Sri Lanka. I still think the pick is anyone's guess for the final 15. But three of them are going to be traveling reserves, of course, which you get the benefit of when you go to another country. Here in the U.S. last time, we didn't have the three traveling reserves. We only had the 15. So, but yeah, Sohrab put his mark on world cricket last time in the World Cup. He was absolutely sensational. Aaron Jones, we all know what Ali Khan, who's been the most successful American cricketer in terms of franchise cricket in American history. We all know what he's capable of. And then Shea, you know, another Ball and Play League guy. Shea just won't go away. Like this guy, every time I think, okay, look, they're too deep at his position. They're going to move on from Shea if he has a bad game or two. And he does something like he's the number five leading run scorer in the ILT 20 or something like that. He just sticks around. And I think the balance in the squad is very good. What I'm concerned of is the left-hand bat role. Peter talked about that last week.
Yes.
I'm definitely concerned about that. And that's where you get the Shehan Jayasuriya involved. I was shocked when he wasn't picked in Major League last year in the draft. I was shocked when he was dropped by Seattle. And then not picked in the domestic draft. But I think you can chalk that up to, in MLC, a lot of the left-handed batting openers are international superstars. And I think that that's what you can chalk that up to. Now, in this squad, you're not going to get in over Manoj Patel and Andres Jesus in the top two.
Yeah.
You're just not going to. So he would have to play in a more versatile role, maybe a number three. But then you've got Sai Mukamala, who has really dug in there. And right. Sai is a prodigy. He's done so well. He's probably our best T20 batter internationally in terms of statistically over the last 18 months. And, you know, he's right around the corner from you, too.
Yeah.
They're in New Jersey. There's so many interesting questions about this team. And, you know, several guys who've played in the Ball and Play League who are affiliated with John Boy in one way or another. Last week you talked about Rushil Ugarkar, the fast bowler who won the MLC championship last year for MI New York with that final over. What a brilliant spell that was. But where does he squeeze into this team? We are expecting Jesse Singh to be the vice captain.
Yes.
Once again, these are fun topics, but you can shape up a really good team with some very interesting matchups here. And I love the bowling options they have. More than anything, I think that that's going to be a big strength for them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm excited for it. And it doesn't really make, like I said, there's so many options there. It doesn't mean what way we squeeze the orange. I think they're going to be able to get the win. We're coming up against Pakistan again. And the way they're playing their cricket, you never know what you're going to get with Pakistan. It, most likely, sometimes it's just a comedy show. And and the, like the way they handle the Asia Cup, lose it. They haven't got a wicket keeper. There's no keeper for them. They can't find a keeper. They're making mistakes. It's just how Pakistan plays. So I feel like we have that matchup against Pakistan. Against India, obviously, they're the number one. They're the reigning champions. They're the best in the world. We had a chance against them last World Cup.
True.
We were really close coming towards the end. Netravolka gets Kohli for a duck. Golden duck, I believe. Got him for a duck. And then they had that, but they had that five-run penalty right towards the end, which kind of like moved it, the needle into India's favor right at the end.
Yeah.
And then we have Namibia and Netherlands, which we've beaten, you know, a bunch of times. And Netherlands, we've had a back and forth with them.
Yeah.
But you would think we'd be able to secure those three wins, move to Super 8s, and have a real shot again, just like last year.
Well, I would say so. The chances are very good. I wouldn't take it for granted, any of those teams. I wouldn't take any of those teams for granted. Everyone's going to be gunning for USA. Probably the most well-known associate right now. Oh, I mean, obviously, Namibia is the most famous. I'm sorry, not Namibia. Nepal. Nepal is the most famous. Their fans are absolutely...
Nepal fans love their cricket.
Oh, my gosh. Nepal fans are... absolutely sensational. I'm actually a little jealous with Peter's out there in Nepal right now with the Women's World Cup qualifier. So he's around all those wonderful fans. But with Namibia and with Netherlands, you can't take them for granted at all. They want to come after USA. They really want to beat this team. You saw we almost lost to Canada in that World Cup in the opener. Canada-USA games to me are the best games in cricket. Probably the three best T20s I've ever seen in my life were Canada versus USA. So associate cricket, the teams really come after each other. Anybody can win. It's very personal. The players know each other better than anyone else. You know, you'll see sometimes a guy with the quality of Ali Khan, you'll imagine him to blow the doors off of a lot of associate teams. But they know him so well. Canada knows him. Canada, for example, Namibia, for example. These guys know each other so well. And that's really big in cricket, understanding what the players are bringing to the table and what their tools are, which is another reason why I kind of like Mohsin being included in this squad right now, because he'd be a surprise for Namibia. He'd be a surprise for any of the associate teams in general. And I think Pakistan really feels like they have a lot to prove after that loss. You could argue Pakistan totally threw that super over away. They lost their cool so many times in that game, and we've seen Pakistan find creative ways to lose throughout cricket history. And honestly, that's one of the things that I think people love about Pakistan. I actually really like Pakistan cricket. And they're one of the reasons I got into the sport was, the first cricket I ever saw was Pakistan versus Australia in 2015 World Cup. And, it was that battle
with Watson.
Watson and Wahab Riaz.
Yes.
That was the first thing I ever saw in cricket. And even that, the very first thing I ever saw, whereas Wahab's coming after him, you know, he's coming hard. He's at the top of his game. And he's coming hard after Watson, whose eye isn't in, and he's challenging him to take him on. Watson finally takes him on, hits it to deep, fine leg, and it's spilled. They set the plan perfectly, and they still managed to mess it up. And that was part of the charm to me. Pakistan finds creative ways to lose, but I wouldn't take it for granted that USA is going to beat them again. I think they're going to really have a lot of pride.
Yeah, I think if you're going to show someone, if you had one highlight to show them, I'd show them that clip. That clip is like peak cricket right there. I love that.
It's the epitome of cricket. You get the tenacity of the fast bowler. You get Wahab Riaz running in lightning bolts, and then 10 feet away, clapping in his face, in Shane Watson's face, and Watson bravely standing there taking it. And it is peak cricket. It is absolute peak cricket. And so check that out. But I think, that's it's also peak Pakistan. Get the fast ball, you get the aggressive fast bowler, and then finding some way to drop the ball.
Absolutely. So, yes, we're excited for T20 World Cup. It's only a couple days, 17 days, a few days away. It's almost two weeks away. From that, we're going to switch over to ball in play. So, you are the umpire in ball in play. Let me know how many seasons. We were thinking, I think, have you even done all of them? Have you done two seasons? Have you done two
I've been involved for all from the start. There it was actually back when Jimmy got into cricket. We started direct messaging on Twitter talking about ball and play league. So I helped him hash out some of the ideas early on for the rules. Of course, Jimmy is incredible at labbing the stuff, at going into the warehouse and just, you know, like if you have an idea, it's one thing to think, hey, that might be cool. And it's another thing to try it out every Thursday for 2 months until you figure it out, which is what Jimmy does so well. And he does such a good job of finding the middle ground between baseball and cricket. And this ball and play league, to me, the most exciting thing about it is you watch the comments during the live streams when we have the games, and you watch people talking about the game as if they're talking about a cricket match. These are, you know, 2,000 people in the live chat, 30,000 people watching live, and the vast majority of them are Americans who never thought they'd ever be talking cricket talk in their life. And here they are talking about overs, talking about, oh, we better get this guy on strike for the next over. And this is cricket strategy with some baseball skills. And I think that final, if you really want to know what ball and play league is all about, if you really want to know what baseball and cricket are all about, watch that final from last season where, you know, you had the one team, which is very baseball heavy, and one team, which is very cricket heavy. And you can see, and it's just even. It's such an even matchup. And you see the differences in the two sports, and you see the similarities. And I think it's a great sport for getting people into cricket, the ball and play league is. In fact, one of my favorite moments where I've been involved in cricket was when I was doing the World Cup ground announcing in Florida. And it was the final game there that finally they had a game because of the weather. But it was the final game, and Ireland versus Pakistan. Everything had been decided. It was kind of a boring game otherwise. But my buddy Aman Patel, who does our stuff with me, he's the MC out on the ground, the guy you see up on the jumbo screen talking to the fans, you know, to keep the fans engaged when in between overs and things like that. And he goes up to this group of young men who are sitting there. He's like, "What brought you here? What got you into cricket?" "Oh, well, we live nearby and we're fans of the John Boys Ball and Play League. And we wanted to see a cricket match for the first time." And I'll tell you what, there's nothing has been more satisfying to have been involved in the Ball and Play League. We've done really four seasons. We've done three official seasons and then we did one test season. And being involved in all of that, with in my mind, it being an intro to cricket to people. And seeing the results of that, seeing actual people say, "I got into cricket because of ball and play league," man, that was just absolutely satisfying.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's how we do this. The whole point is, you know, to grow this game of cricket here in the United States. You're doing a phenomenal job. I'm sure we'll be talking to Aman soon. We'll have you on the show next week. You guys run the big innings together. You guys are on the MLC show. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. Nate, thank you so much for being on here. I'm sure this won't be the last time we have you on. We'll talk more cricket coming up for the World Cup. Nate, I want you to give us a sign-off. I want you to give us a That's Cricket.
Okay, well, that's cricket, but stay tuned for Ball and Play League. You're going to see Adam tear it up.
That's right.
And I'll, you know, hopefully we don't get in many arguments, you know, since
hopefully,
I'm the umpire.
Hopefully. I'll see how we go. Thanks for tuning in, team. That's cricket.
That's cricket.